after third grade, the line is before third or up to third grade, you are learning to read. After third grade, you're reading to learn. And so if you move on from there, proponents of this bill say, and you can't read, then that's really putting you behind for the rest of your academic career. So the idea is to sort of promote some early intervention methods. There's also a budget item in this current year's budget to assist in early interventions like reading coaches, that sort of thing, allowing some school districts to have summer reading camps. But the really controversial part of this bill is that some kids would be held back if they were not proficient in reading by the end of third grade. It's not quite as punitive as legislation that was discussed last year, though, that would basically hold back all third graders who fail the state reading test. There are now exemptions. You can take the test over, multiple times now. But still, that was enough for Democrats to say before the House vote, we're going to withhold these votes.
The original co-sponsor of the bill, Adam Zemke, who's a Democrat, he ended up voting against the bill, against his own bill. What happened there?
Yeah, and that was a big moment on the House floor. He was very emotional. The night before, there was a seven-hour session where he was lobbying his fellow Democrats and Republicans, trying to get a bipartisan coalition together for this bill. That failed. Apparently, after that seven-hour session, he was visibly upset and wouldn't take questions. But he worked really, really hard on this bill as a Democrat, trying to reach across the aisle and find a compromise where this could be a bipartisan solution that people could get behind. And it just seemed like in the end, the big concern that he had with the bill is that even if kids are making progress, even if, as he says, they're doing all the right things, they could still be held back. And that was too much for him. He said during his floor speech, he doesn't want to remove the hope of a nine-year-old.
And he's not the only one who's, I think, has become kind of emotional about this issue. Let's listen to something that Republican State Representative Lisa Lyons said last week. She voted for the bill, but she says that allowing third graders to go on to fourth grade if they're not ready is wrong.
After all these measures, after all these interventions, if a child is still not able to read, if they are still struggling, it is not only wrong to advance him or her, it is irresponsible. No, it's immoral.
Why has this become such an emotional issue?
I think with any education policy question, people really identify with this. Not only has everyone in the legislature gone through, education system, many public education system, but most are parents who have kids. It's hard not to get emotional on these things, but also, we're talking about a very significant emotional issue here. Holding back elementary school kids has been shown to have some effects on their emotional state, on their mental state, and that is something that you have to weigh against the idea of letting them move on to the next grade, even if they don't have the tools to succeed in that grade. And I think inherently, it's hard to remove emotion from that debate when you're talking about, kids and their emotional well-being.
Have lawmakers been talking to teachers about this legislation?
Yeah, and the interesting thing, too, about that is, as I mentioned, there was a much more punitive bill last year that got a lot of backlash, especially from Democrats and school groups. When the discussion started on this bill, which is less punitive, which goes a little bit farther away from the holding back, from the retention piece, school groups, even some that almost, instinctively oppose education policy bills led by Republicans, said, we're actually really happy with the way that these discussions have gone. But something happened along the way, it seems like in the last couple months, where this has become more partisan. It's gone back to that same sort of model of, you know, Democrats opposing, Republicans supporting, and school groups also opposing. So, but yes, there's definitely been plenty of input from teachers, and especially specialized teachers, those that specialize in dyslexia and reading proficiency.
How might things go in the state Senate?
It's really up in the air right now, although the one indicator that we could possibly have right now is just that this has become so partisan that most Republicans, almost all Republicans, supported this bill, and the Senate is dominated by Republicans. So that's not always it doesn't always play that way, but that would be the best indication that I could give.
Jake Neer is state capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Have a good week, Jake.
No, thanks, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News.